My name is Christopher Vincent, and I'm with the University of Florida Citrus Research and Education Center. I'm the citrus ecophysiologist.
You did a presentation on kaolin clay. Bottom line, what can it do for psyllids and HLB?
The bottom line is that kaolin clay applications prevent psyllids from landing on the tree and outperform foliar insecticides pretty significantly during the period in which the kaolin can cover the leaves.
And that's pretty much non-rain season, correct?
The kaolin clays can last through 3 to 5 inches of rains, so it depends on the frequency that the grower can tolerate in terms of application. Definitely in the major spring and early summer flushes, complete coverage is not really possible.
In addition to ACP and HLB, it has some impacts on flowering and other things, correct?
Right, so we see some improvements in photosynthesis and growth, and the kaolins that we used with a red dye were more water use efficient than the other treatments.
So you'd recommend red dyed kaolin rather than white dyed?
I would if there was a product that was a red dyed kaolin, but unfortunately we don't have a commercial product, so all we have commercially is a white dyed kaolin.
But that's better than the foliar insecticides.
It was more effective than the foliar insecticides, yeah.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.